views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. What a beautiful, beautiful day in Seattle. Bright, sunny weather. I love wintertime when we have these, it's not that cold. I think it's above freezing, but you know, these nice, bright blue skies in the wintertime is absolutely beautiful. And today, since it's only a couple of days until the new year, I'm going to be sharing some alternatives to writing New Year's resolutions. We'll be talking about what we're grateful for from the past year and then what we want to create in the coming year. And I'll give you some great tools and practices that can help 2015 be the year that you dream of. I also want to mention that today is the last show I'm going to be doing that will be broadcast across Transformation Talk Radio Network and all of its syndicates, including KKNW in Seattle and WBLQ in Rhode Island. And I do intend to continue sharing my message, but I don't know yet how that's going to look. And I'm going to talk more about not knowing how it's going to look when we talk about creating for the new year. So in the meantime, you can send me an email at lauralongleyshow.com, and I'll add you to my mailing list, and then I can let you know when I decide what it is that's next for me. I'll shoot you off an email and let you know where you can find me. And in the meantime, you can also go to the archives for the show at thelauralongleyshow.com, and there's 2.5 years worth of shows out there, more than 150 archived shows, and there's always some great messages to find. But first, today we're going to do our healing meditation as we do at the beginning of each show. And today what I would like for you to focus on during this meditation is creating peace. And that's about creating peace within ourselves and then also creating peace in the world. So as we do this 1 minute meditation, if you can focus on just opening your heart, feeling peaceful, and then letting that feeling of peace expand out into the world around you. Maybe even visualize it going, you know, into the room you're in, outside the building you're in, and just going out and out and out into the world. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release. And then just take one more deep breath in and release that. And thank you for helping to create a more peaceful world, both within yourself and outside of yourself. And I'll just mention before I continue to, I have a cough again. This just started up a few days ago. And I know I'm clearing more stuff. As you might recall, this was going on for me for quite a while earlier in the fall. And this just showed up out of the blue. I don't have a cold. I just have the cough. And so I have to know that there's clearing going on for me. But you might notice it because there might be a few coughing episodes. And so I just want to apologize for that in advance. So, you know, our meditation, our healing meditation was about peace, creating peace within ourselves and in the world. And our light bulb moment is really related to this. How do we be peaceful within ourselves? And a couple of weeks ago, I had a dream, and lots of times I remember, you know, significant parts of dreams when I wake up. But this time, the only thing I really remembered about the dream was the word surrender. And so even though I couldn't remember the context of that word, I knew that the word itself was what I was supposed to be getting from this dream. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about surrendering, having to figure it out, having to know what you're doing, having to know what you want, having to know how to get what you want. So that's what the light bulb moment's going to be about. And it's interesting because as I was planning what I wanted to talk about today, I ran across a post at the top of my Facebook feed from Abraham, and it totally relates to my dream about surrender and the light bulb moment for today. And so I'm going to read you, this is a quote from Abraham that I found in my Facebook feed, because I think it's really some good information to have, or good perspective to have. So here it is. Most rarely align with their true power because it seems illogical to them that there is power in relaxation, in letting go, and here's my aside, letting go is surrender, or in love or joy or bliss. Most people do not understand that their true power lies in releasing resistance, which is the only obstacle to their true power. Most people do not expect their path to great abundance to be one of ease and of joy. They've been taught that struggle and hardship and sacrifice are requirements that must be met before the reward of great abundance can be realized. Most do not understand that the very struggle they deliberately involve themselves in, so this is the opposite of peace, struggle, in their quest for success and advantage actually works against them. There are so many things that you have been taught to believe that are counter to the powerful laws of the universe that it's difficult for you to think your way out. And that is the reason that we present this path of much less resistance. We want you to breathe rather than try, to relax rather than offer effort, to smile rather than struggle, to be rather than do. For your true power is experienced only from inside the vortex. And so that's a quote from Abraham, and it's very related to what I want to talk about right now for the light bulb moment. And that's about surrender, about releasing resistance, about letting go, about feeling peace. And for me, the past 2 years and a little bit longer, but it really became a focus for me 2 years ago when I was in Edinburgh. It's been about letting go of trying to make things happen and embracing allowing things to happen, is letting go of that effort and feeling like I have to make it happen. And it hasn't been an easy shift for me. And I constantly get reminded that I can't make things happen. And some examples of things that I've tried to make happen in my life but haven't been successful about include money. Where's money going to come from? This past year, you might remember that I was trying to get a real job and I couldn't get hired to save my life, even into a temporary position. So I couldn't make that happen. And it's because it wasn't supposed to, but there's an example of something that I couldn't make happen. I couldn't make somebody hire me. Another area where I really am struggling with this right now is, what is my life's work? For me, about 3 years ago, I started a shift away from what I had been doing, but I still can't figure out what I'm supposed to be doing instead, or what I want to be doing instead. And I keep trying and trying to figure this out, but the trying to figure it out is not working. I still don't know. Another area where trying doesn't get me what I want is in the area of romance or having a romantic relationship. And, you know, once I decided I was ready for a relationship a few months ago, I have tried really hard to find the right fit for me without success. And part of what's come up for me there too is that I don't even really know what the right fit is for me. And I've been trying to figure that out. So those are the three areas in my life where I have still been holding on to trying to figure out how to get what I want, or even trying to figure out what I want. And the dream with just the word surrender spoke to letting go of trying. Once again, I keep getting this message, and just allowing. Surrender is just allowing what is, even if what I'm allowing doesn't seem to be forward movement towards my goal, because I can't know the path that I will take to get to the goal that I want. And I've felt very confused recently, especially in terms of my work and romantic relationships. I don't even know what I want to create in those areas. So how can I manifest it if I don't know what it is? You know, and it just felt like I had to work and work at figuring out what I want. Is it this? Is it that? Try this, try that. Ask other people what they think I should want. You know, working really hard at it, and I still don't know. So embracing surrender for me has been just allowing things to be as they are right now without needing them to change. I can allow them to be without needing to know where I'm going from a work perspective, without needing to know what kind of relationship I want. Then I can explore what shows up for me without the pressure of needing to know if it is the answer to my question. I can just let whatever shows up be what it is, look into it, see what I think, see how it feels to me. And I don't have to know, is this the right path? Is this the right choice? I can just let it be what it is. And, you know, it's helped that I've already reached the place of surrender and peace with my relationship to money. I've shared some of my stories about how money has manifested for me in ways that I could never have predicted. So therefore, I couldn't have intended for them. I couldn't have set a goal or an intention because it showed up in a way I never would have expected. And most recently, it was in the form of a choice to take a lump sum withdrawal from a deferred pension. And that choice had been unavailable to me for 19 years. I had left that company and had this deferred pension for 19 years. And it just was something that wasn't allowed. I was not allowed to take a lump sum from that pension. And I still had 8 more years before I could actually draw on the pension. And then suddenly, out of the blue, the choice became available to me. I couldn't have created that way of manifesting money if I had tried, because I had tried. Every time the company got sold to another company, I would call up and say, can I take a lump sum? And the answer was no. So I had to just let go of trying to make that happen. And lo and behold, it did happen. And so that experience completely shifted me into trusting that the universe has my back, that whatever shows up is what needs to show up, and I don't have to try to make it happen. It's the surrender. It's saying, you know, I can't make this happen. And so I just allow whatever it is to show up. So this is a fairly long light bulb moment. So we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. And when we come back, I'll share another story of how surrendering allowed the right thing to show up for me. And that's in relationship to this radio show. But let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I'm living in peace and ease. I'm living in peace and ease. I'm happy as I can be. I'm living in peace.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women, and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Put a little in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
And I'm loving and laughing and smiling all day. How can I feel any other way? When they ask me, all I can say is I'm living in peace and ease.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about gratitude for the past year and setting intentions for the coming year. But we're still in the middle of the light bulb moment, which is related but not directly related. I do, before I go back into the light bulb moment, I do want to also remind you that today is the last show that I'm going to be doing that's going to be, if I could speak, broadcast across Transformation Talk Radio Network and all of its syndicates, which includes KKNW in Seattle and WBLQ in Rhode Island. And I do intend to continue sharing my message, but I don't know yet how that's going to look. And this is part of what I'm talking about in the light bulb moment with surrendering. I'm not forcing it. I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm just allowing, and I'll know sometime what that's going to look like. But for you, if you want to keep abreast of what it is that I do end up doing, you can send me an email at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com, and then I'll add you to the mailing list. And right now I'm not sending anything out, so it's not like you're going to get tons of emails. But then once I do know what I'm doing, I'll send you an email and let you know where you can listen to me in the future. And in the meantime, you can also listen to all the archived shows at thelauralongleyshow.com, and there's more than 150 shows there to listen to, so lots of stuff to keep you going for a while. But getting back to the light bulb moment, what I was talking about is that a couple of weeks ago, I had this dream where the only thing I remembered from it was the word surrender. And what I took from that is that I need to quit trying so hard and just allow, just be at peace with what is and allow things to show up. And right before the break, I shared one example of where that worked for me or how that happened with me. Around money and being able to take a lump sum from this deferred pension. Another example of that, and this is from 2.5 years ago, so you think I would have gotten it by now, but I have to keep getting reminded of it, is how I actually came to be doing this radio show. And what happened for me was that for a couple couple of years, I had really felt called to do radio or even TV. And I had a vision for the kind of show that I wanted to do. And I tried a variety of ways to make that happen. I did a blog talk radio show. I did an internet TV show, and nothing was working. There were issues with everything that I tried, and with the very last thing with the internet TV shows, some really serious issues around the integrity of the person who was managing that. And so I quit doing it. And I still felt called to do something like this show, but I just didn't know how it was going to show up. And so one day I was having coffee with my acupuncturist. This was a few weeks after the TV show had ended. And I was telling her, yeah, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I don't know how that's supposed to happen. And she says to me, well, have you thought about doing a show on KKNW, which is here in Seattle where I am? And I said, no, I don't want to do that for XYZ reason. I come home, and less than 3 hours after she said that to me, I get a phone call from someone from Transformation Talk Radio asking me if I'm interested in doing a radio show. And so this is an example that I'm sharing with you of how surrendering knowing how it's going to happen, or even surrendering knowing what it's going to look like, leads to it showing up in the way that it's supposed to show up. Because I've now been doing this show for 2.5 years, and it's really been a blessing for me, and I have loved it so much, and it's been exactly what I was supposed to do and the way in which I was supposed to do it. So coming back to my dream about surrender, it's a reminder to me and for you that, you know, I really can't make things happen. I have to just allow them to happen. And I have to quit working so hard at trying to even figure out what it is that I want. So now with the dream, I'm applying it in my work and relationship areas. And, you know, I'm continuing to do things that will help me eventually understand what I want to do for my work and what kind of relationship I want, but without the pressure of having to figure it out, and without the pressure of trying to make it manifest. And really, the reality is that it's going to be what it's supposed to be, and it'll show up when it's supposed to show up. I do believe that. And I can't change either of those things by trying to force it. So why not just relax and quit stressing myself out? So for you, if you struggle with trying to make things happen, and this is very type A type personality, which is prevalent in our society, or if you struggle with trying to figure out what the heck you're supposed to be doing in some area of your life, let's talk about what to do about that. So the first thing is to look at your life and look at where you're creating stress, because you are creating it for yourself, because you don't know the direction that you want to take, or because you think you do know the direction, but you can't seem to make it work for you. And some areas where this might show up are, like with me, with work, or with relationships. Another thing we didn't talk about, but one that's been a struggle for me, has been, where do I want to live? And that can be geographically. It can be, do I want to buy something? Do I want to rent something? And then, of course, the money. How am I going to make money? Where's money going to come from? And just release those things. And so once you notice where it is for you that you're trying to make something happen, ask yourself, what do I lose by giving up trying to figure this out? And the answer to that really is, we all have a fear that if we don't make it happen, it's not going to happen. And really, all you give up by releasing that is that fear, because the reality is we don't make anything happen anyway. Spirit or the universe or God is what's making it happen. The divine through us is making it happen. So we're not making it happen anyway. So just trust that you're cared for, and imagine how it would feel inside if you gave up trying to figure it out and trusted that it would all work out. And the way that would feel would be peaceful, at peace with what is. So once you've imagined that feeling, you're going to want that feeling. So the way you get there is, every time you get caught up in worrying that you don't know what to do or how to make something happen, notice that and then just release it. And that's what surrender is. And surrender is how we live a peaceful life that at the same time is being created in the way that we really want our life to look. So that's this week's light bulb moment. And now I'm going to move into talking about gratitude for the past year and intentions for the coming year. And I want to start with gratitude because gratitude really is the best way to create happiness in our lives. And it's also the best way to create more of what you want in your life going forward. So when you start thinking about what you want to create in 2015, start from what you're grateful for in 2014. And, you know, lots of times we look for the good things, and those are the things we're grateful for. I would encourage you to also look for the things that might have been difficult for you or a struggle for you, because those things are in your life to help you learn and grow. And that's something to be grateful for also. So I just want to say a few words about gratitude and why it's important before we take the break. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about some gratitude practices. So practicing gratitude helps to shift our perception from what's wrong in our life to what's right. So gratitude really is a practice in saying, look at all the things that are great in my life. And when we first begin doing it, we might feel that there isn't very much to be grateful for. But the more that you practice expressing gratitude, the more you find to be grateful for. And if you're struggling in it and you feel like you don't have anything to be grateful for, it's because you're not allowing yourself to receive. You've deemed yourself unworthy. So you don't view anything as a gift to you. But gratitude helps you to know yourself. It helps you to recognize what you really love, and it helps you know what real success is for you. And gratitude's also very healing. Any resistance that you experience to expressing unconditional gratitude for everything in your life, it's you wanting to hold on to pain or identifying with suffering or having a fear of joy. And so some of this comes back to noticing the things that are painful and what is the gift in them, and really looking for the gift rather than wallowing in the pain or the suffering. And the reason this leads to happiness is that you cannot be cynical and be grateful. Practicing gratitude helps you get real about what's important for your life and to make a commitment to what you really believe in. And at the core of it, gratitude is really a training in basic trust, because gratitude helps you see that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And I have a great story about that that I'll share with you when we come back, but we are going to take a break right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Attitude of gratitude. Attitude of gratitude. Attitude of gratitude, and it's all mine. I've got attitude of gratitude. I'm doing just fine.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You are withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. or visit LeslieFontaine.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm happy all day long because my attitude is right. I've got attitude.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. And that music, if you liked it, because I loved it, is Trish Hatley. And she, you can find her website is just trishhatley.com. And she's got all kinds of songs, because I went and looked on the break, all kinds of songs that really fit with the kinds of things that we talk about on the show. And so go check it out if you like that kind of music. I sure liked it. Anyway, we are talking about gratitude for the past year right now. But before I continue with that, I do just want to remind you that today is the last show that I'm going to be doing that's going to be broadcast across Transformation Talk Radio Network and its syndicates, which include KKNW in Seattle and WBLQ in Rhode Island. And if you want to keep up to date on what I'm going to be doing in the future, which as I've talked about in the light bulb moment, I don't know what the answer to that is yet. But if you'd like me to send you an email when I do know what I'm doing so that you can keep track of me, you can just email me, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com, and I'll be happy to shoot you out an email when I either do a new show, when I do a workshop, when I have a speaking engagement, none of which is planned at the moment, but I expect will be coming in the future. And you can also listen to archived shows. There's more than 150 of them at thelauralongleyshow.com. But getting back to gratitude, I was sharing right before we went to the break that gratitude is about trust, and it helps you see that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And a great example of this in my own life, and you've probably heard this story before because I love it so much, but a couple of years ago, it's been almost 3 years ago now, I had a car accident. And it was the other person's fault. They ran a stop sign. They totaled my car. And you could say, wow, that's terrible. I'm sorry that happened to you, Laura. Well, the end result was really wonderful. Because what happened was that, number one, I wasn't hurt. The other person wasn't hurt. And because my car got totaled, I got a big check from my insurance company, and I was able to get a new car with zero down and at a low interest rate. So I walked away from that experience with $14,000 in the bank. So that was the gratitude I had for that experience. There's always something in it for us, whatever happens to us. And I had someone who I'd worked with around intention setting, who also is very focused on gratitude, also say that there was something in it for the person who hit me as well, because I came to find out that because of that accident, that person ended up in rehab, that they had a drug problem, and they ended up in rehab. And so it was a blessing in their life as well. Something that really could have been considered a very bad thing for both of us. So I just encourage you to look at any bad experience in your life and see what there is in that experience to be grateful for. So gratitude is really the space we want to be in before we start putting down what it is that we want to create in the future. And whenever I write intention statements, I was taught this way of doing it, and it really resonates for me. I always write my intention starting with the phrase, I am so grateful for whatever it is that I am wanting to create in my life. Having gratitude for it before it's ever even occurred adds the kind of vibration and positive energy that is going to help whatever that is manifest for you. So gratitude is really the most basic thing that we can do, the most powerful thing that we can do to have more of what we want in our lives and just to be happier in general. And before I wrap up on gratitude and start talking about intentions, I just want to say that there is a practice that really I find gets me into that space of gratitude when I'm feeling grumpy or feeling like my life is a disaster or things aren't going the way I want and I'm really unhappy. And that practice is a very simple one. It's to ask yourself, if I woke up tomorrow with only the things that I expressed gratitude for today, what would my life be like? And that takes us back to the place of recognizing how much we have right now to be grateful for without anything being different in our lives. The basic things like having food and shelter and hot and cold running water and things that are not necessarily so basic but are very important in our lives, like friendships and work and enough money and all these things that we take for granted because we've always had them, especially those of us here in the United States. For the most part, we all have all the basics in our lives that we need. And yes, there are some people who do not, but the majority of us have everything that we need to be physically okay, physically secure. And the vast majority of us have a lot of stuff beyond that as well, particularly in relationships and the connections we have with other people. So bringing yourself back to that very basic place of so much in your life to be grateful for by just simply asking the question. And you might even write down a list. Okay, what am I grateful for in my life that I would miss if it was not there tomorrow when I woke up? And it's a really good place to start with. So coming back to intentions, when you're beginning to think about your intentions for the new year, you want to start with what you're grateful for from this year, as I just said. Not just because that attitude of gratitude, but it puts you in the frame of mind of abundance because you're noticing all that you have in your life, all that's wonderful in your life. And being in that place of abundance increases the likelihood that your intentions are going to be manifested. Plus, the most important part is it just makes you feel happier right now in this moment. So let's move on to talking about, what do you want for 2015? What do you want to create in 2015? And I want to say that I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. And so I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions, because resolutions really are more about trying to fix something that you think is wrong in your life. And even the word resolution, I resolve to do X, Y, Z. I resolve to quit smoking. I resolve to lose weight. I resolve to start exercising more. Those are the kinds of things that we typically put down for New Year's resolutions. And so we don't want to try and fix anything. What we want is to look forward to creating something new in our life, creating something in our life that is more in line with who we are, with the vibration that we want to be at, with what we want to bring to the world. And that doesn't mean that there can't be things in your life that you would like to shift and change and be different. I know for myself, I just recently, in the past week, have really gotten to a place where I go, I really just want to be, I don't want to say healthier because I'm not unhealthy, but I want my body to be stronger. I want my body to have more stamina. I want to feel more, I'm not quite sure how to say trust my body, but I want to know that my body is taken care of so that it will take care of me. Now, you could look at that in terms of New Year's resolutions. I'm going to exercise 5 days a week for a zillion hours. But shifting it to look at what I'm really wanting to create, and what I want to create is a strong, healthy body. And so that's a way to shift from resolution to intention. And I'm just going to very quickly talk about ways that you can determine what it is that you want to intend for your life. Because a lot of times we are in a place of, I don't even know what I want to create. I'm going to cough, so be forewarned. And I apologize for that. So a great way to do this, and I'll give you several, but one that I love is to just do a meditation on what's in store for me for the coming year. And I'm attached to this one because I've had great success with it and things showing up for me that I had never even thought of. And the biggest one for me is 3 years ago on New Year's Day, I did a meditation. I didn't do a resolution. I did a meditation where I did ask, okay, what is it that's in store for me this year? What is it that I want? Where is it I want to focus in my life? And what came up for me was to become a vegetarian. And I've shared this before. It was not even in my consciousness. I wasn't even considering becoming a vegetarian. And that's where it led me. And so I felt really guided that, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. So that's one way that you can start figuring out what it is that you do want to create in your life. Another great way to do this is by writing your vision for your life and set the timer for 15 minutes and just sit down and start writing what your ideal life looks like. And you're writing it in the present tense of what it looks like when you're at the place that you want. And you can do this in sections like, what does it look like with relationships? What does it look like with work? What does it look like with how I feel inside? Or you can just do it free form of, here's what my life looks like when it's exactly what I'm envisioning. And you don't even have to know when you get started, because so many people feel overwhelmed by that and they just don't know. So just start writing and see what comes out. And you can winnow that down also and instead just say, what does my year look like? What does my life look like 1 year from today? So what does my life look like at the end of 2015 and do the same thing where you just start writing and see what comes out. So if you're struggling with feeling like you don't know what you want to create in your life, these are all great ways through the meditation, through writing your vision for your life, and through writing what you want your life to look like a year from now. And with that, we are going to take one more quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting better every day.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Every day, thinking positive all the way. I'm joyful and soulful. I'm living, giving. I'm getting better every day.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. And just as the song was sharing, we're talking about setting intentions for 2015 so that we can create the life that we love to live. And what I want to share with you now before we end up the show around intentions is just some practices in ways that you can set intentions. And the first one is the one that most of us are primarily familiar with, I think, which is writing intentions. And the way in which I do that is, as I said earlier, I always start my intention statement with the phrase, I am so grateful. And then you state whatever it is that you want to create in your life in the present tense as if it's already occurred. So for me, I could say something like, because I'm struggling with knowing what I want to do from a work perspective, I could set an intention that says, I am so grateful to have clarity on the path for my right livelihood. So you state it in the present tense. Another thing that you can do is after you've written them, oh, and when you write them, most people say to review them regularly, like daily. I personally don't do that, and I still have had great success with the manifesting. So do whatever feels right for you. Another thing that is a lovely thing to do is once you've written them, voice record them and then listen to the recording rather than reviewing the written ones. And a guest I had on the show maybe a year or so ago said that, you know, she just, every time she gets in her car, she just listens to her intentions as she's driving. And so that's another great way that you can do it. Another one that many people are familiar with is a vision board. So the one I just mentioned is for people who are very auditory to listen to it. You can create a vision board, which is basically a collage that describes what it is that you want to create in your life. And a couple of less well-known ones are using Askformations, which again is a guest that was on the show last year, shared this with me. And that's where you really put your intention in the form of a question, something like, why does money flow to me constantly with effortless ease? And again, you want to repeat these on a regular basis. Or another one would be, why are my friendships so fulfilling? If you're wanting to create more fulfilling friendships in your life. And then from Access Consciousness, a more global one is, how does it get any better than this? And you can use that question for anything in your life that you're trying to shift, trying to move into a different place. And it's really great for when you have no idea what is better. So you can use it for something that is troubling you, like say you're having difficulty with a friendship or a relationship. You can think about that friendship or relationship and ask, how does it get any better than this? Because then that leaves it open for the universe to show you how it gets better. You can also use it for a situation that's already good. Let's say I really love my job. I'm just in love with my job. But, you know, as a limited human being, I don't always know that there's something even better for me out there. And there always is something better. And so you can think about this job that you love and ask, how does it get any better than this? And maybe the way it shows up is that you start getting clients that you love even more than you used to, or maybe you get a raise, or maybe you get a promotion, or maybe you get sent to a foreign country, or, you know, who knows? Whatever it is that shows up would be something that would make the job even better for you. So those are some ways that you can do practices around intentions. So you can write them, you can voice record them, you can create a vision board, you can use Askformations, or you can just ask, how does it get any better than this for every situation in your life that you would like to shift? So, time for us to wrap up. And so I want to come back to mentioning that today is the last show that I'm going to be doing that's going to be broadcast on KKNW or WBLQ. And the show does also get broadcast on a bunch of syndicated stations, but the ones where it's broadcast live are KKNW and WBLQ. And I know that there's more for me in the future in terms of sharing the message that I like to bring, which is about how we can make changes in our lives to become more authentic, to become more of who we really are. And I don't know yet what that's going to look like. So if you feel like you've gotten value from my shows over the years and you want to stay connected to know what I'm going to do in the future, shoot me an email at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. And I will be happy to add you to a mailing list where I will send out an update when I do know what I'm doing. And don't worry, I'm not going to be sending you an email every day or every week because I don't know what I'm doing yet. But when I do know, I'd be happy to send you out an email and let you know where you can find me and what I'm up to next. And in the meantime, you can always listen to past shows. There's more than 150 of them in the archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. Other ways that you can stay connected with me are on Facebook. You can just search for The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley, SHO, and of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. So wrapping things up for today, I really had a lovely time sharing gratitude and intentions with you for the past year and for the coming year. And I would like for all of you to please stay in touch with me, stay in tune with me so that we can continue to share these wonderful ways of making changes in ourselves that evolve us to being more of who we're really meant to be. I wish you all a lovely new year and great happiness in your future. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You were withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio or visit LeslieFontaine.com.